This is Maria with The Why, from Success to Startup Show, bringing you the whys of entrepreneurship on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. Today, my guest is Sasha Zimnitsky. She's an astrologer of 16 years, participating primarily in evolutionary astrology with a particular focus on being trauma-informed. She believes that our astrological chart is akin to our cosmic DNA, infinitely complex and intricate, but also just as a baseline for our human and spiritual development. Sasha, I am so thrilled to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about you. Tell me how you got into astrology to begin with.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's not something that like I intended to pursue professionally at all. And it's just so interesting that I've been doing it for so long, because I'm somebody that's had like 5 different careers in my life. Like I don't know if that's even the exact number, but it's just like a lot. I was in fashion. I was a professional writer for 5 years. Wow. I worked in law. I did the acting thing for a second. I'm also a professional photographer and graphic designer. So I had all these different things. And I, you know, in Russian culture, I find that, you know, there is a little bit less stigma with some like astrology, like spiritual sort of practices, because I know like my grandma would like read, because I'm from the Russian part of Ukraine originally, from Odessa. And my grandma would like read coffee beans and then like tea leaves, and my other grandma would read tarot. And so it was like, it was always something that was relatively accepted, but it wasn't like a professional field. And my mom was, you know, she was like in business and economics and math, which I got like no genes for whatsoever. So I like did not follow down that path. And then my dad, who I didn't really grow up with most of my life, was the creative one. And, you know, and so I was always kind of encouraged to go into this more practical path. And I tried that, but it never really worked out. But I started doing astrology when I was 16 years old. I started to really like dive into my chart, because I was really just trying to figure out like, why the hell am I so different from my family? Like it was one of those, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, I like was trying to figure out why I was such the black sheep, why I had such different views and interests, and just trying to make sense of my own space in, you know, in the world and in my family. Also, sorry, are we allowed to curse? Because I generally do, and I'm just trying to like temper it if it wasn't.
Well, no need for that, but I love that.
Okay, all right, cool. Because I was like, can I be unfiltered?
No, please jump into that. That's exciting. And actually, you know, I think it's so interesting because, you know, we talk a lot about entrepreneurship on this show, and I personally have started my entrepreneurial ventures based on the problems that I faced. You know, and I was trying to solve a problem of my own, and then I realized that friends, family need the same sort of solution, and I started opening it up, and then the next thing you know, it would turn into a business. And I would love to know, like, what was that transition like for you when you started dabbling into it? What steps did you take to get into this?
Sure. So I did not have a linear path with absolutely anything that I've done. So I am not the like, and then I did this, and then I followed that step, and that led me to this. It was like traumatic situations sort of landed me in places that I would have never expected. Wow. And at the time I was definitely pretty pissed about the fact that I had all this trauma that I was dealing with. But what was really interesting is that with all the work that I do now, it's like it's taken all of my experiences and all of the things that I've been through, because I'm somebody who has been through a lot of trauma. And I also do something called theta healing, which is an energetic form of trauma therapy. It's a combination of psychology, inner child work, and energy healing, as alongside the astrology, because I am trauma informed, and because a lot of my clients are kind of a similar nature, and you know, they're working through really heavy, deep things. And also, the way I read astrologically is I go very, very in depth. So anyway, so with astrology, I was just trying to figure out, like, why am I the way I am? Why, you know, what's going on there? And I, by nature, when I get really into something, I get really obsessed with it. And so I just was like, what the hell is wrong with me? And then for 16 years, I was just trying to figure it out. So it was just this like long journey, but I was doing it on the side because I had so many people that were interested in my knowledge. And I didn't start doing that like right away. I started reading charts very early on. Like I said, when I was 16, because also since I'm somebody that wants to dive really in depth in something, horoscopes never made sense to me because I was just like, all right, well, so what, everybody is one thing.
Right.
That felt very surfaced, and I don't really like anything surface. So for me, it was like, there's got to be something deeper there. And so then I discovered actual like astrology and the way, how intricate it is, because it's based on your birth time, right, like where you were born. It, you know, there's a lot of precision, and actually math, which is so funny because I hate math, but it like, but it's involved. So it was like, all right, so ironic. But you know, so I got into that, and you know, it was just really helpful. It was a very helpful tool for me learning how to understand myself. And then that self-understanding turned into, okay, well now I want to figure everybody else out. So like if somebody breathed my direction, I like had their chart. I was just like, and I developed very like sneaky ways of figuring out people's birth times. Like, anyway, you know, generally you want to be a little more transparent about it. But at the time, especially as a teenager, I just was like, oh, like what's going on with you? Cool. But I was using it to understand the person so that I could know how to approach them better, how to, you know, figure out how to work with them. And really, it's really deeply rooted in empathy. So yeah, so I was doing that for years. And then meanwhile, I was like, you know, pursuing my like main careers, which were more creative. Right. And the creative careers don't really have a linear path. So there was a lot of twists and turns. And then about 3 years ago is when I like fully made this my full-time thing.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, because I was doing it just on the side, I never really considered it a full-time career. And how I got into this full-time was through a traumatic event. I ended up having to have a kidney surgery. Yeah, and was really interesting. So a lot of times our body can hold, you know, emotional energy, which then leads to disease. I mean, that's most of the source of our diseases and the things that we have that are illnesses. There's usually an emotional basis. So for me, it was all of the like disappointment and betrayal and, you know, trauma essentially that I had that was trapped in my kidneys. And it was mostly my trust issues. And that was really what was interesting, because like how I found this out was where I was doing readings at the time, pre-COVID. There was a girl who was doing tarot readings. So I was doing astrology readings. She was doing tarot. And I was going through all my kidney stuff, and I was in and out of the ER. I was in and out of the ER like 6 times in 4 months. It was just really erratic. The doctors did not know what was going on with me. They knew something was wrong. My kidney was swollen, but they didn't understand why or what was causing it or what the treatment would be. So it was really terrifying, because I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, like, well, am I gonna live? Like, what's going on? You know, and I was 28, and in astrology, 28 to 30 tends to be a rite of passage time for people. It's called a Saturn return. So it's when you generally have big changes or big like things that happen that really solidify who you are as a person and as an adult. So for me, it was like, okay, great. So my Saturn return, I didn't know if I was going to live or die for like half the time. So that was very intense.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, it was very, very intense. And so this girl, she was just so concerned about my health. She was like, you know what? She's like, I went to school for something called theta healing. Like, let me help you, because I'm just concerned about like your survival. And I was like, okay, I'm open to that, because the doctors don't know what they're doing or they don't know what's going on. So I'll try anything. And so she muscle tested me, and she was like, it's your trust issues. And I was like, well, damn, I knew I had trust issues. I didn't know they were so bad. They were trying to kill me. Like, that's a whole other level. So I was like, all right, I guess I got to work on those. And there was just all of this trauma that was trapped in my kidneys. So I started to do theta healing. But also what happened was during the time that I had the surgery and then the times leading up to the surgery, like I was on bed rest for months at a time. It was really, really horrible. And during that time, there were like, because I was working also as a professional photographer, and I was just like, I literally can't leave my bed. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to survive? And astrology was the only thing that I could do from my bed.
Wow.
And there was also so much going on astrologically that was explaining what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so then I used that to help other people who were starting to go through like really intense things. And, you know, and it became my full-time thing just because I physically couldn't do anything else. And so, I found that, that because I've been doing it for so long and I've developed all these communities where I'm like the person that people go to, but I was just kind of doing it in a way where I wasn't necessarily always charging money for it. Like I was doing it on the side. I didn't consider it like my main, you know, time thing. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, well, I have to charge money for this. I have to like figure out how to make this my job. And then I had a flood of clients just through word of mouth. I never paid a dime for advertising. Wow. And I just became a full-time astrologer. And so then, and it was just so interesting because it was like, you know, with like acting, especially because, you know, in LA, like you hear about people who they spend 10 years auditioning and all of a sudden they land that they like their role and they become this like overnight success, right? Yeah. And it's like in quotations, overnight success, they say like it takes like 10 years to become an overnight success. And so for me with astrology, it was at that point, like 13, 14 years of study Wow. and knowledge that led to this like overnight success. And what was really fascinating was it was that stability that I was after for so long. I found it in the most unlikely place. Wow. And, you know, so it's like even more so than being a photographer or a model or an actor, it was like being an astrologer, like, is that even a real job? Because at the time it was just like, that's the most unconventional thing I feel like I can think of. Because so many people don't even believe in astrology. And, you know, because mostly I feel like they're seeing like the pop culture, the pop astrology, the horoscopes, all of that.
Yeah.
And so it was just, I was shocked, but I had no choice. I was like, I have to give this a shot. And so I did that. And then when the pandemic happened, actually, that's when my business really boomed. Wow. And I also, because I wasn't physically going anywhere and I was doing everything remotely, I started to also think about like, okay, well, what else can I do? And I had all my clients complaining that there weren't any good astrology apps out there. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just, the complaint just became so incessant. They were like, well, what can I use? Like, if I don't want to go to you every time. And I do encourage learning. I don't want people to just have to go and rely on me every time. So I wanted to create something that is going to make astrology more accessible, that was going to take away some of that stigma, because it's actually one of the most ancient studies that exists.
Yeah.
It's been around for thousands of years, but it was, I think in the 70s and the 80s that it was just popified, where it was made to be this like thing that you read in the newspaper or whatever. And, you know, that's not what astrology is. It's actually really complex study. And it's really complex pattern recognition that's incredibly data driven. So, you know, it's not what most people think it is. And I'm like, okay, well, how do I bring that to the world? And so I was just like, all right, you know, everyone's like, well, what astrology app should I use? I'm like, fine, I'll make one.
I love it.
I was like, all right, whatever, I'll make it. And I was like, and I'm the right person to make it because I've been doing this now, you know, for 16 years. All of my clients are my direct demographic of who would be using it. I know exactly what they want and what they need, because also the way I read, like I really get to know my clients very personally. Like some people go to me almost how they would a therapist, because, you know, because it's like I have all the astrological knowledge, but because of my trauma focus, I also deeply dive into the different psychological elements. And because I also do the theta healing, you know, it's a lot deeper, and I'm told that I read a little different than most astrologers, and that I really focus on like, what am I supposed to relay to you? I'm also a very intuitive reader. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm very detail oriented and incredibly meticulous and precise about the way I read, I also allow kind of like my intuition to guide me to really figure out like, what is it that I'm supposed to tell this person? What is it supposed to relay to them to get them to where they need to go, to for them to find their power? Because that is so much of what I've spent my life figuring out how to do, is to find my own power. And it wasn't until I had nothing and I was on bed rest and I just like, I couldn't see my friends. I couldn't date anybody. I didn't have a job. I was just like in my bed, racked up a lot of credit card debt. Like, it was like, it was then that I realized that I actually don't need anything and that I have all this power inside of me. And that's what I've been working on unleashing with my clients as well, and empowering them in the direction that they're supposed to go. And it was just really gratifying. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to build this app. And so, let me just tell you, if anybody has not built an app, it's real fucking hard. So but I'm actually starting a pre-seed accelerator that I'm going to be part of next week. And so I'm going to be working on building the app with that. And it's in the early stages of development at the moment. I've had some twists and turns with that as well. But also,
what accelerator is it, if you don't mind me asking?
Sure. Yeah. So it's called the Founders Institute. I don't know if you've heard of it before. Okay. Gotcha. So that's what I'm doing. One of my, actually on Clubhouse, I don't know if you're on Clubhouse, yes, but, on Clubhouse, the app, there's this woman who, she is a mentor for them, and she has like several successful multi-million dollar companies, and she actually really wants to invest in an astrology app. And so she has an astrology business of her own, but it's like products based. It's not, you know, so much tech. And so it's very, you know, very adjacent to what I'm doing. And so she sort of guided me a little bit through it. And she was just like, you should really do this program. It's going to give you a really strong network and really push you to just prove the efficacy of like your business and what you're doing. And because I don't have like a business background in the sense, like I don't have an MBA, like I didn't go to school for this. I've just been sort of thrown into the mix with all of these various events that I've, you know, gone through. I'm like, okay, great. So I'm going to try that. So I'm doing that. But I, you know, I've been shopping around for developers, like looking and, you know, pitching to investors. So that's kind of the stage where I'm at. And then I'm also simultaneously working on scaling my business and my personal brand on my own. So my company is called The Vertex. Mm-hmm. And The Vertex in astrology is actually the point of destiny.
I love the name, by the way.
Thank you.
So powerful.
Exactly. That was the whole point. And so, so it's the point of destiny in astrology. It's a finite point. It's not a physical body. And, you know, I just felt like that really embodied like what direction I wanted for this to take. Yeah. And, that's my company. And then on social media, I have a page, it's called Enter the Vertex. So it's just, you know, no hyphens, no anything. That's just, it's Enter the Vertex on Instagram. And that was how I started to just build more on the personal side. So I have all these communities that I've already been a part of, and I've just been doing things through word of mouth, which I've been very lucky that I've been able to sustain myself off of that. Amazing. But I was like, you know what, it's time to expand and it's time to grow. And I want to build a following, and not for like my own personal ego, but because I want to bring this to a lot of people. Yeah. Because I've seen the impact that it has on my life, on, you know, on my clients. Like it's weird to say this. I'm like, I make a lot of my clients cry. Like, it's not something I want to like brag about, but it's always this like, you know, emotional experience where they're like, oh my God, this like changed my life. Or this is like exactly what I needed. And I got the exact answers that I needed. And this like empowered me to take this big step or whatever. Like, I've had so many people say like their readings with me have been life changing. And I'm like, yeah, that is the power of astrology if you harness it properly. And with my knowledge and my expertise and my just like meticulousness in like diving into what's really going on under the surface, you know, like that's something that, you know, I can bring. And so also because I had to write my background as a professional writer for 5 years, I began writing these very, very in-depth astrological like updates on my Instagram, on Facebook. I also have a professional page on Facebook, which is also the Vertex Astrology.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.